Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Crotty should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty, 10 to 2 on 670.
Can we pencil the Bears into the playoffs if they win Sunday's game and go 5-2?
But yes, break out your pencil.
Say, of course I'm going to pencil them in. They're 4-2.
How many turnovers?
For the Bears?
How many takeaways for the Bears?
Two.
I'm going to say one.
Shotgun for Williams. Bears looking to get on the board. Williams brought down by the ankles. Third down and 9. Rushes on. Williams throws it away.
Intentional grounding against Williams and the Bears. It's a loss of 10 yards. It's a loss of down. It's a loss of timeout.
That's the holy trifecta right there. So this is called a hurricane field goal. Cairo Santos from 58 yards away. Leans into it. Santos! It's short. And that's how the half will end.
Shoot me in the foot. What? Shoot yourself in the foot.
Williams has time. Downfield. Intercepted. Wiggins steps in front. And the Ravens come up with the big play defensively.
It was a good read.
Just in my mind, there might have been another option that we could have gotten to.
Sets. Throws.
Oh, no. Short.
It is.
Oh, no.
They have no timeouts remaining. The whole thing was going sideways. Williams searching, throwing, incomplete, game over.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, no. We suck again.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mark Grody just cheered when he heard, oh no, we suck again.
Because I was saying that to Marshall. Oh. I was like, oh, here would be a good spot for, oh no, you suck again. And then this guy, Robbie the Tree, he writes stuff down and he produces very well too.
Oh, I'm laughing so hard already. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. And unfortunately, there is some... How do I put this? There's some regularity when it comes to us dealing with a Bears loss.
But
unfortunately, in this one, they definitely had the chance of beating what we found out on Saturday was going to be Tyler Snoop Huntley and the Baltimore Ravens. And unfortunately, what we saw instead was the 30-16 loss where, yeah, maybe at the beginning of the season, you thought this was an L because it's Lamar Jackson and company. Then during the week, you're thinking, oh, Lamar Jackson is going to play once we found out on Friday. Once we found out that news on Saturday, you thought the Bears had a really good chance. And even while you're watching the game, and watching the Bears dominate that first quarter, where they were able to march down the field at will and took up most of the first quarter after they received the ball. Field goal. This thing starts to slip away. And unfortunately, when they didn't get the turnovers they needed, we saw it come down to one quarterback, I think, putting the team on his back a bit and understanding when he needed to defer to Derrick Henry. And then we saw another quarterback who, it's the evaluation time is starting to get more and more critical for Caleb Williams. This is game number 24 that he just had. And unfortunately, he didn't outplay Tyler Huntley, the Ravens' backup. And that is an issue today.
Just to see Caleb Williams, and I was looking at the first half stats. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I knew this game was not going to be a Bears win after they settled for that second field goal. I was like, yeah, this isn't going to get it done.
6-0, you're already out?
Yeah, 6-0. I was like, this isn't going to get it down the road. And here's why. Because I was like, guess what? The Ravens haven't even had a chance to do anything. They had the 3-and-out, and the Bears sandwiched two big drives around that. They were killing them in total yardage after one quarter of play. But I was like, they haven't even really dealt with Derrick Henry yet. And I don't even know about Tyler Huntley and what he's going to do. But I do know this. When the first half ended and I saw that Huntley was 11 for 12 for 110 yards and that Caleb Williams was 12 of 17 for a 114 with no touchdowns, I was like, yeah, this feels like a game where you can't go on the road and play like this and waste early opportunities. And it was more of the same, let's be honest, after the first half ended.
I changed my pick, guys. Like, because last week, I on the Take the North podcast with Weedsy, who will be on with us at 1 o'clock today.
Dan Weeder,
that's correct. I picked the Baltimore Ravens to win the game because in my head Lamar Jackson was going to play. As I was on our pregame show yesterday with Mully, Olin, and Patrick Manley, they asked me, which they don't usually do. They don't usually ask for my pick during that because they have their own big rollout of their picks. Mully just happened to ask me, and I said in real time, now that we know that Tyler Huntley is playing in this game, I'm going to go ahead and change my pick to the Bears winning. But the actual reason, I use Huntley as an excuse to pick the Bears because guess what? I felt really good about going into this game. I felt really good about Caleb Williams going into this game, and that's because of the horrible defensive statistics and the horrible defensive play of the Baltimore Ravens this year, even if you believe, which I do, that eventually Baltimore is going to get their acts together. Their acts are still not together. That still wasn't a dominant defense yesterday. That still wasn't a dominant offense yesterday. The Bears yesterday lost to a mediocre team, and guess what? Guess what? Caleb Williams did a bad job of taking advantage of a bad Baltimore defense, and there are many things that we will talk about throughout these first couple of segments in regards to that.
When I try to check my opinion or at least suss it through, which is not very often, we shoot from the hip a lot, but when I'm trying to figure out how I feel about something, sometimes I will blind item a thing. You know, like if you say quarterback A threw for 285 yards and only got sacked one time, you're like, oh, that's good. Quarterback B threw for 186 and one touchdown. You know, you're thinking, oh, well, yards and given the situations each time, that sounds like quarterback A, who threw for more yards, is probably in a better spot in the modern NFL. Quarterback A was Caleb Williams with 285 yards. He did get sacked only once, which if you told me that without all the other facts, I would have said, well, then the Bears have a really good chance of winning that game. But unfortunately, it's just like what we talked about. There's a lot of people who can be all pro between the 20s in the NFL. It's what happens when you get into the red zone. Other part about this is head coach told you what he wanted to see. Head coach didn't see it. You know, he said, we want to score more touchdowns inside the red zone. We want to have fewer penalties. You did not have fewer penalties. You did not pass go. You did not collect $200. You had 11 Bears penalties for 79 yards. And unfortunately, 30 of them were via intentional grounding. I understand one of them. You can parse it through. We will in the next segment regarding a hot read. But at the end of the day, I also expect my quarterback, who is the 1-1, to read the field. And, you know, that's part of this, too. I was very patient. I continue to be patient with him. I'm not clamoring for a backup. But the more sample size we get, we knew that this was going to be evaluation time. This is embarking on a critical stretch for him, the month of November, when you consider how this is supposed to go for the Bears offense and Ben Johnson saying what this was going to look like in December versus September. And unfortunately, a game like what we just saw was a setback when it comes to that evaluation.
I look at this, and first through the overall, the big umbrella of this season, Ben Johnson's first as a head coach and Caleb Williams second, but first in a new offense. And I understand, like, thinking about it, I understand that, hey, the back half of the season should look different and better than the first half of the season. Well, we're now 7 games in, so we're knocking on the door of back half of the season. And Caleb Williams, while he is not where I thought he might be at this particular moment, I understand that the measuring stick portion of the schedule is coming up very soon where we do expect him to be better. And the problem is, even though growth is not linear, to have 2 back-to-back bad games in the fashion that he has, and to hear some of the things being said about why things did not go the way of the Bears yesterday, it's highly concerning. I also am not clamoring for some backup quarterback to come in because I understand it takes time to learn Ben Johnson's system. But I will tell you this.
Some backup quarterback? Why do you say it like so ambiguously?
Because there was a guy named Cooper Rush who was the backup for the Baltimore Ravens who got skipped by Tyler Snoop Hundley. That did just happen, right?
Yeah.
And Snoop. So I understand it could be anybody, but I know who it would be, obviously.
Tyler Huntley, I mean, he ran RPOs well yesterday. You know, he was able to dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge enough to make that Ravens offense really gain momentum.
He had a 29-yard killer run that while was he was killer. At it.
I was looking.
That's
like,
the point,
there's
though.
No one even close to him as he starts that run.
Not even close. Where's it going to end is what I was thinking. Yes. Where does this stop, man?
I can only see to the edge of the screen, and the whole time, the first 10 yards he's running, I'm like, is anyone going to tackle him?
Yeah. That was not supposed to happen. You were supposed to be without that guy.
And listen, like when we talked about, for example, the way the Ravens creatively accounted for Lamar Jackson by designating, they implied that their practice designation on Friday, that he was a full participant, meaning we all thought he was going to play. Then they record scratch it on Saturday, and they're like, he was a full participant with the scout team. And whoever said lies by omission, I think put it really well. That's what it was. The NFL is probably going to do something about it just based on what we've heard Mike Florio and others say. But either way, at that point, you're thinking to yourself, even knowing that the Bears had their share of injuries, you know, we'll get to the Kyler Gordon IR designation, which was massively surprising on Saturday later in our show. But for the rest of it, you're thinking they had a chance. And especially after that first drive, you're thinking this is a team that can go ahead and step on a 1-5 team's throats. You're saying to yourself, finish him like we do on Mortal Kombat, for example. And that's what you wanted to see. This Bears team got an opportunity with a 1-5 team, quarterbacked by Tyler Huntley, knowing that it was going to be do or die for them. And they controlled most of the first half of the game. And to not put them away when they should have is a real tragedy here for this team.
You talk about the Bears controlling the
first
half. Yeah, got you.
The road. You're on the road. When you're on the road, you can't look. Well, I wouldn't even call it a gift horse in the mouth because they earned those drives that led to points, that led to field goals. Ben Johnson had me thinking, all right, Ben, I see you cooking it up. Caleb's hitting this guy and that guy, and it was a good mix of both the run, the pass, DeAndre Swift, Kyle Manunga out
Hello.
Here running the ball early in the game.
How we doing?
And so I'm thinking, we're good. But I'm telling you, as soon as they got to the red zone, and that to me, that was the record scratch. It was like, oh, we're here again. That means it's time for Tyler Santos to get ready. Yeah. A whole lot of that.
Your Manunga, who you were just praising, then at the end of that drive, old Manunga loses a couple yards. And Layla, you were talking about the lack of sacks. Well, guess what? Mike Green got to Caleb Williams, and that's what killed. They were inside. They were at the 3-yard line. The 3-yard line. And they could not get into the end zone because they got sloppy at the end. And then on the second drive, same thing, into the red zone. And they fail on a 3rd and 7 after having hit a pretty nice 3rd down previously in that drive. But yeah, those drives were killers. And I don't even have to talk about what I wrote down on my piece of paper as the death drive. The Bears' death drive in the 4th quarter when they're up 16-13. And there is a, of all people, old Joe Tooney with a false start. He gets a falsie. Caleb gets intercepted by Nate Wiggins. Baltimore turns that into a touchdown. Easy touchdown, by the way, which really pissed me off, to Charlie Kohler. Like, that couldn't have been more wild. Talk about the defense not picking up the offense in that spot. Makes it 23-13. And maybe the defense was disenchanted because the Bears had just had, before all that Bears death drive occurred, the Bears had just gotten the 3-yard touchdown out of DeAndre Swift on an 83-yard drive. The defense comes up with the big stop before the interception, where Baltimore was trying desperately to draw the Bears off sides, and Lamar Jackson is on the sideline literally laughing at what was going on. So that whole part of the game, all of what I just mentioned, that was your death drive and the preamble that led up to it.
Our segment with Raheemy Harris and Grody talking about the Bears loss. We want to know what you think, too. Is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. You can text us and call us. We want your calls at 1045, also 1245, 312-644-6767. Our Twitch mob is going off. Twitch.tv/Chicago670, the score. That, to me, you're right. That was it. When they were within one score, a field goal at that, it's 16-13. And what happens? That interception, unfortunately, is something that we've seen before. Yeah, and that's the hardest part, too, is people are going to make the same mistakes. And I understand that. But at that point, there were two intentional groundings as well. And your coach talked about penalties being drive killers for this team. Mm-hmm. Those intentional groundings go for a massive amount of yards. Then it's just what you said. You know, it was the Tooney false start, which was incredibly rare. And then the forcing to roam over the middle in double coverage. That's something that you shouldn't be doing in game number 24, especially when you've had so many signs that it's not working. Stop trying to make fetch happen. Stop trying to throw to a guy in double coverage like that, especially over the middle. He has problems throwing the ball over the middle, does Caleb Williams. That has been an issue. And I don't know if it's because Theo Benedict is getting beat a lot on the blocks on the left side, where that's something that I think they're trying to take it away from him. But you're just not, you had to be self-aware here. You're not to the point where you can make those throws yet. You hadn't been able to. There's only one shot that was taken downfield that was big. That was to Devin Duvernay.
That's not the guy you want to see.
How about Devin Duvernay in the game at the end of the game, too?
Yeah, I mean, in closing time,
you know, when you're trying to make things happen.
Small thing, but weird. I mean,
yes,
that game was over, the Bears
point.
Weren't going to come back, and, but what was that?
And I understand that Rome's going to get most of the targets, and that's planned, and Caleb knows that's going to be his guy for a long time. Rome gets 10 targets. DJ Moore gets 7, 73 yards for DJ, but we know most of that was on that 40-plus yarder that he got late in the game. But I'm still wondering in all this, you know, where's DJ Moore, your guy who can make something happen in traffic? Like, they were so confident about the game plan to DJ, if you recall. There was a third down play where they passed to him even with the line of scrimmage, and he was able to convert, what, 8 or 9 yards on that play into a first down. That's a good indication of what you can see. You get clues during the game, and that should help you with your read progressions when it comes to being able to do stuff at the end.
I also wanted to see more of Colston Loveland. Am I the only one that was hankering for some more Colston Loveland?
I always want to see more Colston Loveland.
You want to see more out of the tight ends in general. They missed Cole Kmet yesterday.
And so when you see Olamide Zaccheaus, like, I don't have a problem with the fact that Caleb looks at him as kind of a safety blanket. 7 for 7. He's targeted 7 times. He comes up with 7 catches. But if you're only going to get 33 yards on the 7 completions, are you really doing much of anything? That's less than 5 yards per attempt and 5 yards per catch. I want to see more of what I saw early in those first two drives, where he was clearly getting 10-plus yards on these catches.
Absolutely. 6-3 with a good point. Duvernay in because of the injury to Burden, too.
Oh, okay.
And OZ.
Good call.
But the injury to Burden was acknowledged after the game. That was something that we didn't necessarily see. Nobody said that Tooney was... It wasn't about being outside. He went 5. They just flagged him for a false start. Here's the other thing, too. You know this because you watch basketball. You're not going to get the calls. Like, once you've decided to become the most penalized team in the National Football League and you don't show signs of stopping, guess what? You're not going to get the benefit of the doubt from the referees. Like, that translates from sport to sport. I want to let you know that our producers today are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and Brandon Fryer. When we have breaking news on the score, it's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios. It is brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And our video team is a bunch of ballers. Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis, and Connor O'Donnell. They work with us every single day. Like I said, calls at 1045, 312-644-6767. Join us on Twitch as well. Chicago 670 The Score. is your address here on Twitch. We have more because we need to hear what was said after the game too. Let's get into a little bit more the I don't want to call it the blame pie necessarily, but the responsibility one, like whose responsibility is a lot of this stuff in the game. So we do that next following a Bears loss to the Ravens. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The score.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Williams has time, downfield, intercepted! Wiggins steps in front, and the Ravens come up with the big play defensively.
What's your read on the interception?
It was a good read.
And what was your vantage point on the interception that Caleb threw there?
Just in my mind, there might have been another option that we could have gotten to.
Yeah, about that. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was Ian Eagle, J.J. Watt. Poor J.J. Watt just saying, oh no, during a lot of the broadcast.
Oh no!
Shades of Tony Romo there, but J.J. saying what we were all thinking at the time. And then you heard Caleb Williams talk about the interception versus what Ben Johnson had to say. It is my belief that Kyle Manongai was open in the flat on that interception. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
The thing about the oh no with J.J. Watt is that he was very excited when he saw a good football play. But the oh no, that signifies a bad play was made. Whoever was doing it, right?
It was the goal to go at the end of the game where...
DJ Moore.
As I reached 40, for my notebook, that 42 was the yards. Quarterback sneak. But here's my issue with that. Shouldn't you be able to run a quarterback sneak?
Yes. Yes.
Like that, it was like, oh, that was a really bad idea. Wait a second. How much money did you just spend on guard, center, guard? The hell are we talking about?
Guys, do we
remember?
Was
he trying to run behind guard, center, guard, or was he over here, maybe a little outside of his lane, where he's supposed to run.
It was the angle was bad.
Yeah, it was
the angle was bad. The go around was bad.
Guys, I gotta jam this in here. The earlier,
well, I'd like the quarterback sneak.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I left it all open for you guys.
Go ahead.
But earlier this year, I can't think of the team it was against. So shame on me. But there was a 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1 situation earlier this year. Caleb trying to run behind the interior,
yes,
and he missed it back to back. And so I was all for Ben Johnson saying, okay, we figured some things out. Go ahead, QB sneak. Now, you can argue it was a bad play call, too, because no matter what, that keeps the clock moving. If you fail on it, the clock is going to move.
The clock management by head coach was not good yesterday.
Right. So that you could, like, I will hear the people who say that's a bad play call, but I will always say if you are worth your life on the offensive line and as a quarterback like Caleb Williams, who has told us how he's a big guy, he is thicker than most quarterbacks. He should be able to get through that line. So that is what I would say. Like, you have to be able to get 1 yard from that interior.
I just think there are signs. I said this earlier during the week when the Bears themselves talked about the importance of being able to score touchdowns,
yes,
in football games. I say that tongue in cheek, but you know what I'm trying to say. The red zone needs to be able to yield touchdowns. That is the sign of a healthy offense. Thusly, you should also be able to run a quarterback sneak because that's a sign of a healthy offense. Like, you should have short yardage plays that work. There should be some things where sheer forward momentum and falling forward gets you yards. Like, any functioning offense in the league should have that, especially one where, yes, they spend a lot of money on both the offensive and the defensive lines. You know, the other part of this that we haven't said was how bad the defense was for the Ravens going into the game.
Yes.
32nd in scoring. That's last.
That's why I changed 30th. My pick.
30th in opposing quarterback rating. That means Caleb Williams should have been able to wreck shop. 26th against the run. Even with a banged up DeAndre Swift, there's a reason the Bears wanted to run Kyle Manungai more. 28th against the pass. That means that your other routes should have been cooking too. Sideline, post, dig, whatever else, not just over the middle. Tied for last in sacks. And that's something we did see, but theoretically that means you should have more time to look at what you need to throw the ball. You should be able to make better reads. Now, I'm not saying it always works that way, but the odds were in your favor overwhelmingly. Add to that the fact that Lamar Jackson wasn't playing, and a 1-5 team that you should have been able to step on the throat a little bit, knowing that they also had a Thursday game coming up, and I'm sure that was on their minds too.
The Bears' last drive was, even though it was probably going to be meaningless, even if they had gotten into the end zone, it already felt like the game was over. It was a microcosm of the disorganization this team has had when they are in the deep red zone as they were, because we didn't even talk about. And I think that it's a great play that DJ Moore makes on the 42-yarder. Grabs it with one hand and then secures it, gets it down there, doesn't go out of bounds. I think he thought he was going to score. I'd be anxious to hear from DJ Moore, and I will certainly ask him when I see him in the locker room later on. But you had J.J. Watt losing his mind at that moment, too.
Agreed.
Get out of bounds. Get out of bounds.
Oh, no.
Get out of bounds.
Yeah,
What's in the box? Like,
what's in the box?
That's what it felt like, because he did it two times. He did a get out of bounds, and then he does a get out of bounds. It was really interesting to hear him throughout that. But that is, even though you're not going to win the game, that is a microcosm of it all because of the disorganization by the players in that moment, and maybe even Ben Johnson.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody as you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips.
The thing that kills me is that if you look at the overall, like, total stats, I mean, the Bears, they outgained the Ravens 372-355. As far as third down efficiency, 6-for-13, which isn't great, but it's not terrible. They're 46.2%. The Ravens, just 4-for-10.
They 40%. Didn't have to be. They
scored. But they weren't out here hanging out on third down. That's the thing. You don't have to get the third down on your drives.
And they scored points.
Yes.
What a concept. Also, can I just say this? Did anybody think Cairo Santos was going to make the 58-yarder? Because I did not.
The hurricane kick?
We got Braden Aubrey out here trying to nail 70, and the new ball has definitely added some length to everybody's kicks, except here.
Layla, I told you guys, death drive. I had three death drives in this. I already gave you my number one
death drive.
So here, you just gave me a perfect excuse to give death drive three.
Number three.
Wisconsin death trap. It was 10-6. Ravens late in the second. Caleb Williams with a sick 20. He took the space, runs it 22 yards, but then an intentional grounding, a loss of down, a loss of yards, and a loss of a timeout, and then hurricane time. Come on, Cairo, get out here. 5-4-3, 58-yard field goal miss. Death drive three. You'll have to wait for number two. It's coming soon.
Absolutely no one who has followed the Bears for any reasonable amount of time thought that Cairo Santos was going to make a 58-yard field goal, not in a dome.
I mean, you have to try. Like, I get That's the right decision.
Agreed. But it didn't have to be a 58-yarder,
as
Mark's point.
I was just sitting there, and I'm like, nah, I'll believe it when I see it.
I thought maybe with all the adrenaline, like, coming out there, you
short,
kind of...
like, 4 yards.
Yeah, it wasn't like it hit the post or anything. This was
like me hoisting a three. Like, it was just nowhere near.
If they had someone back there, he could have run it back.
The ball is short...
That would have been a good idea, actually.
58 yards probably made it, what, 54 yards or so?
I'm thinking more like 53 yards.
53, yeah, and the ball's short. 53. In my head, I'm like, aw, because it's like right on target. I feel bad for that football.
It was
aww.
Right down the middle.
The football's just a baby. It's just a baby.
It's like it ran out of gas.
We needed a grown man football to do grown man things in that situation.
You know what? We needed somebody to step up on the Bears and be a grown man. And unfortunately, like typically it would be DeAndre Swift. Like we saw that, of course, in the last game. But we knew that he was banged up. We knew it. Like everybody talked about it during the week. It was a similar injury report to what we saw earlier. Let's go back and listen to. I think it's important to discuss that. So we talked about the sequence with Cairo Santos and the missed field goal before halftime. Let's hear from Ben Johnson as to what he had to say about it.
You were at the end of the first half with the intentional grounding, and then you guys had to kind of scramble to get the kick off there.
I thought we had a chance there for points before half. We had a good opportunity to do that, and the intentional grounding certainly didn't help. And so now we're in a position third and long with no timeouts where we know if it's a clock running and we're short of the line to gain that we'll need to get our hurricane unit out there, our field goal team out there real quick. So I thought the execution of all that was nice, but that's a really long field goal. And so it's a low percentage deal, something that we would like to avoid. So that intentional grounding certainly hurt us.
Here's my issue, though, is he's right. That is a low percentage deal. You try it because that's your job and that's what you do. But it's everything leading up to it. Like for everybody who points out pass interference on DeAndre Hopkins doesn't get called, or Joe Tooney's offside or false start penalty was a trash penalty. The issue is they put themselves in the situations where we're having to talk about this stuff because you're not doing the simple things. You're not throwing the simple routes. You're not executing on a 1 yard quarterback sneak. Yeah, that's the problem for me. It's just what you said, Mark, the intentional grounding and everything that led to everything. I talk about one loss not beating you twice. You can't have it happen in a game where you're constantly going backwards and putting yourself into these positions.
Yeah, and the bigger thing for me is the way the first half ended and the way the game ended, frankly, where you have the DJ Moore. That drive, that's one of your death drives, right?
Well, no, that was...
That's not even one of your death drives.
Believe it or not, it's not a death drive because ultimately it was probably inconsequential. The Bears, even if they had scored their...
Onside kick, get it back,
yes,
Hail Mary.
There's a chance.
Are we to the level of the video game of onside kick yet?
Yeah, I hate the onside kick. I hope they go to 4th and 18.
I would have liked to have seen the Bears have that opportunity, but let's be real here.
So my thing is this, that drive, to me, epitomizes what the Bears offense is this season. You get the big, beautiful scrambling play for the one-handed catch for DJ Moore, get all the way down inside the five, and then, of course, you don't come up with a touchdown. That is the Bears offense in a nutshell. We can be beautiful, we can do big things, but don't expect us to pay it off big at the end.
Well, the sexy's great, but if you're not doing the simple stuff, like if you're not... It's like cooking a meal. Like somehow you know how to make duck confit, but you don't do peanut butter and jelly. Yeah, like you need both.
Wow.
Have you been to fancy foods not lately?
Yo, I like that. The duck confit, I wasn't ready for that. But yeah.
But that's kind of my point. Like I love the try to be Superman plays, but not when they result in intentional grounding and interceptions that are easily right over the middle. Like, I shouldn't be able to see it coming. Yeah, that's my issue. And I hate to say this, but this is a crucial month where we can't be as patient when you see the rest of the league and how other quarterbacks who were drafted at the same time are excelling. This is going to be cyclical. It is not linear progress. I'm aware of that. But when you're seeing the same mistakes being made, that's when I have an issue. And for whatever reason, it bothered me that Caleb Williams said that was an issue with Colston Loveland on the hot read on the intentional grounding. And I don't really know why it bothered me. But at some point, you also have to say that's on me. Like, my job is to also read the field. And I feel like he's done that. He's talked about it last week. I've got to be better. I know I can be. I'm not trying to take that away from him. But in those moments, like, that's a rookie. You know, he's out there. Is there a better way to address it?
I think I was okay with it because guess what? Ben Johnson does the same thing to Caleb Williams.
But that's the head coach, and that's the quarterback.
I understand,
that's different.
But how many head coaches do you actually hear getting that specific? I mean, we know the predecessors around here didn't. It's a pretty unique thing with a star quarterback, like, or it's star in the making, hopefully, to be that open. And Ben Johnson has been hard in public on him, which I don't have a problem with. I mean, it benefits us, and I think it probably benefits the Bears. So because of what you said, Layla, because Caleb has had culpability for his mistakes this year, in a lot of cases, I thought that was okay. I did not have a problem with him calling out his rookie tight end.
I'll never have a problem with someone telling me the truth as they see it, because that's all I ask for, is be authentic, let us know. And if you want to be discreet and not tell us everything, that's one thing. But if you are going to speak on something, just tell us the truth.
Ben Johnson also talked about the final three plays of the game at the goal line, the oh no from J.J. Watt. So let's listen to that.
Any sense of what happened on the last three plays of the game? Obviously, you get down there, it's a desperate situation, but you've got a completion short of the goal line, a quarterback sneak, and then a fourth down play.
Yeah, I don't like my call on the quarterback sneak. I could have gotten to something better there. But, yeah, I mean, we have plays set up to go tempo down there, and I probably didn't do enough job in that department.
I don't know, man. I feel like you should be able to run the sneak okay.
Well, they did not execute the sneak. So maybe what he's saying, and this is kind of something I've been alluding to, is I think Ben Johnson, halfway through a season, is getting to the point where he understands very well what guys can and cannot do and how much of a chance he's taking and calling certain plays. I think with that play specifically, I think he's understanding we just don't run that well enough for me to call it in that money, have to have it situation. There's other stuff he probably has that he was probably holding for a later date that he was like, I don't want to put this on film for anybody else to be able to stop.
I think that's my issue too, is what can you run when you know you need something?
Right.
What can you go to? What do you know this team does well? Anyone?
I think they do some things well, and I think that's been shown against lesser competition. And I know they faced their second straight one-win team when we talk about the Saints and the Ravens, but the Saints and the Ravens are not the same team.
Yeah, I guess if you're, what do the Bears do well? I mean, nothing really stands out in terms of a bread, unless you want to say Rome Odunze. Like, there's been some nice chemistry with Rome Odunze.
DJ Moore over Rome Odunze. I know that the chemistry has not been the same with those two players, but at least you know if you put the ball in DJ Moore's hands, whether it's in space or in traffic, he is going to go forward.
So they do DJ Moore well?
Like, yeah.
I
think that's a different topic. I don't necessarily know.
There's nobody consistent. And sometimes that's a good thing, too, because then you're saying, oh, well, everybody's getting the ball. But the one thing the head coach told you that he wanted to improve on, they didn't do. And to me, that's got to be issue number one. And people are like, 219 is like, they can move the ball. They just need to figure out the red zone. That's the difference between the winning and losing teams in the National Football League.
Sure is.
Like, that's the point.
which does bring me to death drive number. Do I have time for my last
we'll do
death drive?
You're saying we got a break.
Okay.
Also, well, people are saying death drive is a bad movie coming up. Like it's at a theater.
That's a real thing?
I prefer to think of it as a heavy metal
band.
Mark,
I thought that was Mark Grody trademark, but apparently it exists.
Are making the joke. Oh, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, no, I think it sounds like a heavy metal band. Death Drive.
Mark Grody stars in Death Drive.
Well, guess what?
Mark Grody talks Caleb Williams.
You're starring in our next segment. We're taking calls. 312-644-6767. It's your turn. Let's do it next. I'm Raheemi Harris and Grody on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Raheemi Harris and Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's a loss of 10 yards. It's a loss of down. It's a loss of timeout.
That's the holy trifecta right there.
The intentional grounding just wasn't on the same page with Loveland. I was throwing him breaking out. It was a choice route, so this isn't anything about Loveland and anything like that. We just weren't on the same page.
This is Raheemi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. That was Caleb Williams talking about one of the intentional grounding penalties, one of two in the game in the loss to the Ravens. We go to the phones, 312-644-6767. We have another segment at 1245 if we miss you. We start with Claire in Barrington. Claire, you're on The Score.
Hi. We got 2 years running of the plays being called that are too complicated. It's obvious that they need to dumb down the plays.
You know, it's interesting you say that because one thing that Ben Johnson said at the beginning of the show, I believe it was to Dan Weider, and we shared it on the Take the North podcast, and that was that Ben Johnson said that Caleb Williams has got to come to him. You need to get to my level because, in other words, paraphrasing, Ben Johnson would be saying, I ain't changing what I do. I know that what I do works. So now, and this is something we'll probably get into as the week goes on, how patient is Ben Johnson going to be in terms of you come to me? Like, is Ben Johnson going to maybe have to meet Caleb Williams halfway at some point?
We've heard him already allude to that because of how the playbook changed during the bye week. So I think that's something that we've got to keep in mind. We keep it going with your calls. Next, we go to Brian in Riverton. Brian, you're on the score.
Grody, I'm in the statue, or in the shadow of your statue here in Riverton, baby.
Oh, yeah, man. Right in the outskirts of good old WMAY radio in Springfield, right?
WMAY.
That's right. Right, oh, man.
You are correct.
Loved
you
it.
Cut your teeth down here, buddy. We remember you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love in Central Illinois.
Let's stick with the Will Ferrell theme. When does Ben say, let the boy watch? Because you know he sees Bajent know this offense. And I'm not a loon. I know that the talent gap is insane. But darn it, if he can't run the plays, what's the point? We got to wait all game for two crazy runs to the sideline and the launch at 200 miles an hour for Burden to fall out of bounds or Rome drop it? Like, let's just get some consistency. I'd be fine with a soft tissue injury from Williams. Let Bajent play one game. Wow. Let the boy watch.
Wait a minute. Are you sure you're not one of them Riverton loons? Are you sure about that?
I like the loon, though.
A great band back in the 80s, by the way, the Riverton loons. Thanks, guys.
Great call. Thanks, guys. Say hello to Springfield and Riverton, Illinois, for me. One of my former towns that I lived in on the way to
Listen,
Chicago.
The point he's making, though, I think is the point that is not the elephant in the room, because I don't think the majority of people have given up on Caleb Williams and the idea that he can be this franchise-level quarterback.
You said the clock was ticking
the
in
clock
game
is
one.
Ticking.
Tick-tock, yeah, don't guess stop, guess I believe what? Is were your words.
The clock is ticking. I don't think the clock has run out yet, I think is my point.
I'm just not there.
And so, I
want to be critical
there,
of him, but I'm not there.
But I understand why people are saying, I've seen it. I've seen what other quarterbacks can do with Ben Johnson telling them what to do.
Well, we've seen what other quarterbacks are doing with, I don't know, the likes of Mike Vrabel telling them what to do. Let's continue on the phones. Oh. Frank in Oak Park. Now I know it's a football Monday.
Oh, it definitely is. And I love the show. It's great therapy after a bummer Sunday. You know, with me, even though Ferrari got second place at Mexico, Bears dropped that one to Baltimore, and it set up a bad rest of the day. Sunday night football, who to root for? Putin's QB or the Packers? Ugh. I want to talk about two trends, one each on defense and offense, that tie together for really bad synergism. On defense, I talked last week about bad effects from depth getting exposed. Your starting corners Sunday were all on the right or far right side of the depth chart back in September. Johnson may be done for the year. Gordon will miss at least three more games. Stevenson's shoulder, does he get back before Gordon? On the D-line, you saw both Robinson and Turner leave the game. Your D-line rotation group may soon have several guys in key positions who were sitting on couches 2 weeks ago. You needed guys to take the ball back. Those guys were in large part in rehab. On offense, you cranked out 372 yards and only turned the ball over once, but you could only put up 16 points. This highlights a real problem I think was brought up on CHGO's Bears show. The Bears are way below league average, I think, in both TD percentage of all drives and TD percentage for red zone possessions. On one of them, it was like 20% under. They need extra possessions set up by the D just to get average scoring. I don't know if it's young offensive players not understanding concept yet, or if it's physical and your receivers can't shake tight man coverage in the red zone. If it's the latter, you'll need more stack formations and rub routes down near the end zone. They need a solution, or down the stretch, they won't just be losing to Super Bowl contenders, but teams where they clearly have more talent.
Thank you, Frank.
Hard out. Hard out by
that's,
Frank.
That's Frank. That's how he does. Here's my thing is you kind of saw what I think the Baltimore Ravens did on Sunday. That's what a lot of the Bears should be doing as well. Misdirection. Like, if you're going to go with it, and we saw a lot of nice trap run concepts against the Saints, that works. You've got an athletic offensive line. Give me a little misdirection. Give me a little trap. Like, did you see how open the left side of the plays were? At that time, you're going from the strong side of the play to the weak side of the play, both with the Derrick Henry run and that touchdown by the tight end as well. Those were ones where I'm thinking, you know, that's a really nice misdirection play design. I wish the Bears do it. It's just we hadn't seen it for a red zone package.
Well, you know what really made me mad in that game was Keaton Mitchell. He wasn't supposed to be the guy hurting you, but he hurt you for a 25-yard run and 50-some-odd yards in the game.
Some of that's going to happen, though, when you're down Tyreek Stevenson, Jalen Johnson, and secret IR Kyler Gordon.
I don't know. I'm not excusing the defensive line and those linebackers. That's for sure.
According to Nate Tice, the defensive line only generated 3 total pressures in the game.
Well, there you go. Well, see? Yeah, so put a little blame
on
them.
That's heartbreaking. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blame pie. There's a lot of blame pie to go around.
Oh, no.
Layla got blame pie.
If only that guy could play for the Bears.
How long does it take you to bake a blame pie at your place?
Apparently. 17 weeks, roughly.
Is it a 17-week process?
Yeah.
Just keep preheating. And
really 18.
Yeah, it's an 18-week process.
1 week you take off from cooking, though.
Yeah, you do. You do. I take off from cooking every day, according to some. I don't cook for a lick.
We're cooking right now.
That's what I was saying metaphorically. I actually cook at home. You know that. Coming up next, somebody who's no stranger to cooking, and I think also can really kind of shed some light when it comes to not just the defensive line issue we just talked about, but a lot of what he saw when it came to who the Bears were missing and why. Anthony Heron. Our loved guest of ours in 670 The Score, he's coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.